No, we had to do a little talking head bit so the theme song can naturally flow into the...
Hey, take it easy, man. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is...
He's freaking gone.
Hello and welcome to BANG! The comics guy. Did you jump?
I just shot myself.
I just made Lewis jump. We are the comics cast, and my name is Matty Green with just Lewis underscore 44.
Every week. And just leave it as just Lewis. I know my handles on social media are underscore 44, but just leave it as just Lewis.
I know, it's because he's a big fan of plus 44.
You know what it is? It's like my lucky number. Yeah. It's so far down the food chain, it's my lucky number.
hey. But yeah, so we're going to be here for about 15 minutes to an hour or so because we're running very late. And
it's all Matt's fault.
All my fault because I woke up and then laid in bed.
You made me get up really early and wait for you for like two hours.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so... We're not going to pad today. We're just going to jump straight into the news.
That was my
Keemstar impression. But fuck you, Keemstar.
Hold on.
Right, so we're going to go to the news.
I got it.
I reckon, because we got so much now, I reckon we go, you do the first story, I second, you third, I fourth, and then we can break it up that way. It'd be more fun.
We could do that if you want.
Cool. So, as I was saying...
This is a comics book podcast,
but we mainly talk about movies. But we've actually got comic news today. Holy shit. We got
comic news, we got gaming news, and we got movie news.
And we got ice cream
news. TV news.
And ice cream news.
And ice cream news. Oh, I got ice cream at home. We need to wrap this up quickly.
Right, okay.
So, all my ice cream.
Well, okay, so not this week, because I haven't got time. Next week, there are going to be bumpers. I said last week there'd be bumpers.
Oh, yeah.
But there wasn't. But this week, there isn't. But there will be next week.
Next show will be the best show you've ever heard.
Yeah, I'll have time to make some. Right, so...
Sweet. I'll kick.
Let's jump right into the news.
Yay. Right, first bit of news we have is kind of expected, I guess.
Yeah. Like
Black Panther is expected to take $200 million in opening 3-day weekend.
That's old. It has
in fact
took...
I was segueing in. In fact, it actually goes past $500 million.
Yeah.
In its first weekend.
I think in the weekend it took $261 million, and then this past week now it's out up to $500 million.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, I want that.
That's what? Is that highest grossing Marvel movie?
It's grossed more money than Justice League did overall now, I think, in like a weekend.
I said Marvel movie. I knew Justice League made like a pound.
I don't know where it stands. I haven't checked this because I haven't had time, but I don't know where it stands. I know that's a lot.
We should look at that into that for like
that's
next
a
week.
Lot. Yeah. Or I could just Google it now.
You could Google it now. Do you want me to do the next bit of news? Because it's oldish news, the next one.
Let's just keep talking about Black Panther for 2 minutes.
Well, our whole show this week, for those of you who don't know, is all about Black Panther. Again, Matt actually saw it this week.
I saw it.
I still haven't seen it, so he's going to review it for me. No restraint on spoilers, because...
Box Office Mojo.
Oh, that's a trusted site. Look at the layout. Wow, it's all on Wikipedia.
Worldwide, it is genre comic. It's currently ranking number 20 in comic book adaptation.
That's quite low.
But this is after the first week. This is up against like ones that have gone on.
I thought it was that longer. I saw the premiere.
Superhero origin film is ranking number 7.
That's good.
In top all-time MCU openers, it's number 4.
Wow.
Which is probably... I'm going to guess. I don't know. I think it's losing to Avengers.
Yeah, I was going to say Avengers.
Civil War. Civil War, potentially. I wonder if I can actually, like... Just click.
I'm going to say Guardians.
Oh, we can just see. Okay, so Age of Ultron took the most, and then Avengers, Civil War, and then Black... But Jesus Christ.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, but that's the hype, isn't it?
I guess.
Opening weekend's all about the hype, not about the quality.
Oh.
But it's now... It's behind Captain America: Civil War. That's incredible.
It's behind his debut. That's quite good.
I'm proud of them.
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
Very well done, Black Panther.
Yeah.
I will see you when you're on DVD.
But,
I'll watch you illegally.
Second week. It'll be interesting to see the second week drop, which we'll report on next week.
Yeah, we should keep up with this.
Yeah, we'll report on the second week.
And like any new films, I think we should...
What
like
we could do
big
is
films like Avengers, Star Wars.
If only Charting with Dan came out on Fridays.
Well, we could do a... Yeah.
But yeah, so that's cool. it'll be interesting to see how much it drops. I don't think it's going to drop too much.
It's not
going to
drop a lot.
Like, it's going to drop a fair amount because it has such a high grossing weekend.
Yeah.
So naturally, it'll drop a fair amount because it's not going to
make
it. But it's
not
going to
drop, like,
again.
Drastically.
No, it's not going to be like The Greatest Showman that came out on...
just died.
No, The Greatest Showman didn't die. Wow. The Greatest Showman made 12 times its opening weekend.
That's good.
Because it came out on Christmas Day. And
Boxing
no
Day.
One went to see it.
No, it came out on Boxing Day.
Yeah. No one went out that
Who
weekend.
Who goes out on
it.
Boxing Day?
Exactly.
Usually, like, stuffed and...
So, I'm going to guess a drop of about 50%.
Yeah. We'll see.
To 40 to 50%, I suspect it's going to drop.
I can see that
it's
happening.
It's also... the by
extra.
1 minute, the shortest out of those four.
Two yeah. Hours
but, as we'll get to my review, it doesn't feel like the shortest.
Oh, wow. It's
anyway.
A good start already. Next bit of news.
My bit. Right. Oh, yeah. The Avengers Infinity War released a Disney Channel look trailer.
Yeah, I saw this last week on Disney Channel. I didn't watch Disney Channel. I saw it on YouTube with Tom Holland.
Yeah, it was just a little.
It wasn't anything new. It was the same clips that we had.
It was like, we've got all
of Spider-Man doing a flip.
Yeah.
Holding on.
But
there's a lot of Spider-Man. I think Tom Holland's like the Disney Channel mascot.
Well, he's younger than me.
He's Spider-Man. Well, yeah, he's meant to be. He's meant to be a...
No, he is younger than me.
Yeah, I know.
It's scary.
What, 20?
Yeah, he's 20.
Yeah, he's younger than me. By a year.
Jeez. I'm getting old.
But he plays a 15-year-old.
I know.
Very
he
well.
Does rare, very well. He has a really good 15-year-old voice. But yeah, Infinity War Disney Channel special look. It wasn't really anything special.
It really wasn't special. It was the
Spider-Man
same trailer we had
flips.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But
shorter.
Yeah, and more kid-friendly.
Well, yeah, there wasn't a lot of death and destruction.
We didn't see Tony Stark crying.
No, we just saw Spider-Man do some.
I saw the trailer for
tricks.
It in Black Panther, and I was like, oh, I forgot how cool.
Oh,
this
was it good on the big screen?
Yeah. And when his voice, I love the quote in the trailer, where he's like, "Fun isn't something one considers when
you bring this up every time
universe.
We talk about this trailer."
But this does put a smile on my face. I'm like, oh my god, I just came.
He has a good voice, that Josh Brolin. I look forward to him and as Cable.
Yeah, I really want them to reference the Infinity War and Deadpool.
Oh yeah,
anyway, we haven't got time for this.
Next
piece of news.
I love this next bit of news. Marvel Comics, who don't do this often. They really don't do this often. Usually they just stick with what they've got.
Yeah.
They're rebooting their whole line.
Are they rebooting it? Like, from the very start?
Well, where's that bit? Marvel were relaunching Captain America with issue 1.
Yes.
Next year. But I would assume that they wrap up Legacy, which has only been going for like a year and a half. I would assume they wrap up that and reboot with Captain America 1 and just have issue 1 for everything. Like, who does that?
DC.
DC.
My biggest problem with Marvel is they have continuity going back all the way to
like
the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no way I can jump on. That's why
apparently
I don't read Marvel that much.
This reboot is the point to jump on.
Yeah.
They said that with Legacy. They said, oh, now is the time to jump on.
Yeah,
but
that was weird because it was like, it's a reboot, but it's not a reboot.
Yeah, this is a
full
reboot. I wouldn't say it's a soft reboot. It feels like a really hard reboot.
I really hope it is.
And it would be a good chance to jump on and start.
July 4th. I think they've also announced the new Avengers lineup, which I saw but didn't look up.
Oh.
They've announced a new Avengers lineup with issue 1.
But... Yes.
And Black Panther issue 1 is coming.
Yeah, so there's all the reasons you reboot, because there's an Avengers film coming and Black Panther's out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We need
it?
To make them more closer to the film than they are in the comics.
And we also need to make the comics accessible.
Yeah, I suppose.
And not like, oh, you need to know what happened in the 50s to understand why he hates him.
True.
But yeah, right, next
Moving
piece
on,
of
your bit.
News. Oh yeah, the Thor Ragnarok gag trailer came out. Very good. I greatly enjoyed it. There was also another trailer for us on Instagram, and it was Korg giving advice on war cries.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that?
Anything can... You sent it to me.
Oh,
anything can be a war cry.
Yeah, anything can be a war cry. Well,
I can't remember what he says.
It was
just something like really normal, and he just shouted it.
Yeah.
And there was also... I'm going to add to this. You remember Civil War when Thor and... wasn't in it, and they did that whole little skit thing with Daryl. They've done another one.
Yeah.
Daryl moves to LA and has a new roommate, and it's the Grandmaster.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's
well.
Just sitting there like, who knew? It's me.
Yeah.
And he's like eating he's got like a plate full of toast, and he's like picking it up with chopsticks, and he's like, "What do you call this magical thing?" And then Daryl's just like, "It's toast." It was just perfect.
Is it directed by Taika Waititi?
I don't know.
I really hope it is.
I love him. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's so good.
Right, yeah, that was that. That was cool.
Oh, you got the bit of news I wanted to say.
Yeah, I'm secretly really looking forward to this film. Rampage has a new trailer. Rampage. So, I really think I was meant to say this to you before the show.
Yeah.
I really think this is the turning point for video game films.
Is it based on a video?
It's an arcade game.
Oh, is it?
It's a very old 80s arcade game where you play as the monster and you just beat up buildings.
He's done Jumanji, which was an arcade game.
I honestly watched Jumanji, and then like a week later, I watched Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah.
And now this is coming out, and he's got that other skyscraper film, which I'm sure will be okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, The Rock is fucking solid. Like, he is a good actor.
Yeah.
At being a bad actor.
Yeah.
He's good at being bad. He knows what to do.
Films.
And he's really out. Well, other than Fast and Furious, he's really out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like in Jumanji, he's the kid. It's the nerdy kid.
It's because he's a pro wrestler.
Yeah. And usually he's typecast as the hard, like Fast and Furious, he's the hard nut. He's usually a fucking police officer or a soldier or something. And Rampage, he's just a zoologist who's friends with a monkey.
Yeah.
And it just looks amazing.
Yeah, it's
King Kong, Godzilla, and Pacific Rim, but more funny. And it's got Negan in it.
Yeah, and it's like got a wolf that grows and then develops wings or something.
Fucking hands and wings and stuff. I like the crocodile. The crocodile looks awesome. Yeah. When he's like, they make so many jokes like about the monster movie thing. Like when they're flying in the helicopter in the trailer, there's a bit after the post-credit bit. They're like flying around. There's something swimming in the river, and someone says it, and he's like, "I was just thinking, we need something that swims," and then it jumps out again. I was like, "Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this."
You gonna see Rampage?
I really want to go and see this.
I really
want
to see.
We should review it.
Yeah, we'll review Rampage.
But this, I think, after like the shit show that was Assassin's Creed and everything else, you've got Tomb Raider coming
out. Warcraft was good.
Warcraft was alright. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but I'm a massive Warcraft fan.
Get on with it because I don't know the lore and stuff.
Yeah,
but the effects were cool and the film was cool. Acting was a bit shit.
The biggest problem with Warcraft was too much stuff in too little time.
Yes,
that's the main problem.
Too much, too little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this could be good. It was a Japanese trailer, which is hilarious because The Rock's both Japanese. And they always do the voiceovers, and it's so funny. I know it's not meant to be funny, but it's quite funny.
I know, it's just because Eastern culture is so different to us. It's just like, whoa, that's different. That's cool.
Anyway.
Right, and then we also got a new Jessica Jones trailer.
Yeah, not new.
Was it not?
Clips from Defenders and Season 1. Nothing new.
So why did they say it was a new trailer?
Because it was promoting Season 2.
I was watching
it. It was all about her. Like, I'm a loner. Oh, I'm learning to be part of a team. Oh, I don't want to be here.
I think I've seen all of this.
Yeah, it was all like clips from the first season and Defenders.
Was it? There was new stuff in it though, wasn't there?
There was like the ball bit, which we've already seen in a trailer when she's like in a group therapy meeting.
Well, screw you, Marvel.
I was watching it and then Luke Cage showed up and I was like, he's not due in this one.
Is he not?
I don't think so. I was like, wait, no, that's when they first meet in the bar. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I did some research on it, and it is just old clips. Oh. I'm still looking forward to it, and I'll still watch it, because I like the first season.
I will watch it if I have a day off when it comes out. Otherwise, I'll probably never get through it.
Oh, man, I get the really boring news.
Right, give me the boring news.
Rocket League DC Superhero Pack is out next month.
How can you say this is boring? Rocket League is getting a DC Superhero Pack.
You can play football with the Batmobile.
Yes.
But that's all you get. What else do you get?
I don't fucking know.
That's the only
only
car I can think of in the DC universe is Batmobile.
I saw the headline and then I just added it to the news. But Rocket League is getting some DC colour.
I bet they do something really stupid like the Superman mobile.
The Superman.
It'll be the Superman logo on like a car.
Oh yeah, probably.
They have like a Fast and Furious pack on Rocket League. That works because that's a car film. But DC.
Nah,
there's one car I can think of.
No, you could do Aquaman.
You could do all the Batmobiles.
Does Aquaman have a boat?
Well, no, because he swims.
Damn
he?
It.
He lives underwater. Why would he have a boat?
The invisible jet. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just like, someone keeps scoring, you don't know why it's happening.
God damn it. This game is broken.
Yeah, it's like, no, I just got the invisible car. It's like, Since when do we have invisible cars?
Anyway, this is like now we're in the really good important news.
Oh, here we go. New Doctor Who logo.
I fucking love it. I really like the new logo.
I like it. I wish.
I didn't like the whole TARDIS making the D and the W. Yeah. Didn't like that. I didn't like the weird standard font from the last season.
Yeah.
And I liked all the clocks in the opening screen, but this one looks really cool. Yeah. Like, it's more spacey.
I really want just a hint of blue in there. Because Doctor Who
is affiliated blue with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a tint.
I think this is more that the clip that they showed. If it is the opening titles, I think that's because it usually goes blue, space, pink.
Yeah,
credit. I think we saw the end of the credit because it said Doctor Who, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's like the end of the credits. So the blue it'll probably start blue, but it'll be the same sort of thing.
Do you think they'll change the theme song?
Yeah, they always change the theme song.
But do you think they'll change it drastically? Do you think you'll still have the dun dun dun?
Yeah,
dun,
no,
dun,
it'll dun, be dun, the original theme song, but they'll change it in some way.
Like that.
Heighten the pitch or something. Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's cool. I did put it on Facebook.
I know. I liked it. I just wish there was a tint of blue somewhere.
Yeah, it looks very dark.
But, side note to this news, well, I don't think I put it down. You can check. If I did,
I'll check whilst you say it.
Doctor Who, Trish Chibnall has come out and said Doctor Who is going back to be family friendly.
Oh. No, you didn't put that down.
Which I think means...
What does that mean?
I think he's saying we're going to make it more like David Tennant.
We're going to rectify our mistakes. And
I hope they mean family friendly in the sense that there's not an overarching plot for four seasons.
Yeah, like, I hope they don't, like, some of the Matt Smith seasons.
I hope it's like Matt Smith season 5 and David Tennant season... All of them.
Yeah.
season all of them. Because those were the best seasons and then it went a bit.
And they're not... There are some really spooky episodes.
Keep it, like, spooky.
Like, you
don't...
do what they did before. There was one really bad episode that kids really shouldn't watch, like The Empty Child or Blink. But that's okay, because there's
one.
The
Impossible Planet.
Yeah, I watched that the other day. Made me cry.
But then have Fear Her and Love and Monsters.
Yeah, have the cheesy shit that no one wants.
Yeah.
But then have the standard Doctor Who episodes as well.
I was watching an interview with Stephen Moffat and it was revealing because he was like, yeah, I was a sitcom writer before Doctor Who.
Yes.
And I was like, that's where all the fucking god-awful jokes come from then.
Anyway.
But yeah.
This is news I found. I was late at night scrolling through Instagram because I couldn't sleep. And this really caught my attention because I'm a massive fan. Jurassic World 3 has got a release date of June 11th, 2021.
Oh, shit.
It tells me something about the film.
What?
Usually you don't get anything until opening weekend, and then they're like, okay, yeah, we've commissioned another film.
Yeah.
It was good. Does Universal have that much faith in Jurassic World 2? To be like, oh, do another one.
Yeah. Maybe it's...
I know they do test screenings and stuff, and obviously the company get to see it all and shit. Test screenings get the final product as well as stuff that came before. Is it that good? It gives me really big hope in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Your hype has gone from...
Like, oh, this is going to be good, to like, ooh.
My hype has gone from 0 to 1.
Yeah, well, I'm a massive... This is my childhood film.
Yeah. Does that mean Chris Pratt will survive?
I assume so.
And the ginger one.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Who's Ron Howard?
He's directed Solo, which we'll get to in a bit.
I don't like her anymore.
Damn.
No, she's good in Nosedive. Black Mirror.
I haven't watched Black Mirror yet. I'm really behind.
We'll do an episode on Black Mirror.
Yeah, we should.
That'll be
more stuff to watch.
That'll be the most depressing episode we ever do. But yeah, right. Okay, you said you had the shit news. I've got the
fucking... This is really shit news, but it's really fucking hilarious.
So, Sonic the Hedgehog movie has no director or cast, but it has a release date of the 15th of November 2019.
But it has a producer. Tim Miller.
Oh, fucking
hell. Of Deadpool fame.
So is Sonic the Hedgehog going to be a cursing fourth wall breaking asshole now then?
I just saw this news and I thought it was too funny to not add him.
Okay, so they've set a release date for something that they're not filming, that they haven't cast, and don't even have a director.
It sounds like a DC thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like Flash the Flashpoint movie.
We'll move on from that. There's nothing else you can say about Sonic.
What are they
going to
do? Just have him like. I don't get how Sonic the Hedgehog works.
It's
as a
like
film
doing
anyway.
A Mario movie, which they've done. There's a new one coming.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
From the makers of Despicable Me and Nintendo. Nintendo are actually in on it. So I think this is sort of like Sega being like, well, don't. We can't be left out. If Mario's getting a film, Sonic needs a film.
But Sonic doesn't have a character.
No, he runs around and collects rings.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to it. You beat up a boss. I know there was like a kids' TV show, but it's...
Oh, fuck Eggman, am I right? Pound it.
We just pounded it.
Yeah, we pounded it.
Got him.
Wait, what's next?
What's next? Oh,
I get the cool news.
Oh, yeah, this is cool.
Right, so basically, a fan recut the whole Solo trailer... Took out the really boring music, standard Star Wars music, and put the best Beastie Boys song ever.
The only good.
Sabotage.
The only good Beastie Boys song.
I like Beastie Boys, but this is the best song.
Yeah.
Sabotage. And Matt has put, now I want to see the film. We watched it. He showed me it just now. Fucking amazing.
Well, it takes what was a really dingy, dark, boring trailer... And makes it look really fun and like a romp.
It's Star Wars with attitude.
Yeah, it
which
makes,
was my quote. It's a quote of the
it
day.
It takes out the really shitty Han Solo acting bit.
That horrible.
Yeah,
like, I thought we were in trouble then. It's okay. It's fine.
We're fine.
Hated that.
It's like just anyway, jump off a cliff.
But it works and it does fit with a lot of the what's going on,
and
even
it fits,
if it's not designed.
It kind of fits
for the trailer.
The character of Han Solo as well.
Yeah. Swagger.
Just
attitude.
Run around, go fucking nuts, doesn't care.
It just works, and it's so cool. But what I said to you...
It's going
to
ruin the film for me.
It's going to ruin the film for you because you're going to be so let down. But it's... My dad pointed out when we watched the Solo trailer, when he was driving around in the car, it's basically just the first Star Trek film, when Kirk steals the car from his dad, drives off the cliff to the song Sabotage. Yeah. So now this is just like, basically they want to make Star Trek. They want
to
make...
No, the fan wants them to Star Trek.
Star Trek, I think, would be a superior film over this, but I think they want Han Solo to be Captain Kirk.
Yeah. My other big issue with the Han Solo trailer is they've taken the same colour palette from Rogue One.
Yes.
And Rogue One was meant to be like this dingy, dark war film.
Yeah, that works for that film.
That's fine.
But for a heist movie, you want it to be like Ocean's 11, like Vegas.
Is Han Solo a heist movie?
Yeah, he's... Woody Harrelson... is his mentor and stuff, and he teaches him how to be a smuggler, and they go to rob a train. So that bit when he's on top of the big galactic train fighting bounty hunters, they're trying to steal something on that train. That's why he's like, oh, I'm putting a crew together, are you in? And Chewie does the...
And this comes to my big overall problem with Star Wars is, because it's meant to be a lived-in world, for some reason that means bland and boring colours.
Yeah.
Like, can't just have some bright colours.
We did already review this trailer. Let's not go too deep. We're just talking about the sabotage thing.
Just like the prequels. Have some bright colours somewhere. Like, just have some bright colours and cut it all to sabotage.
Move it along.
Right.
Your
and
news.
And then the next up we have, Marvel is relaunching Captain America. This ties back into the first one.
Yep.
With issue one coming out on July 4th.
So I think this is part of the reboot.
Yeah, so...
Well, most definitely part of the reboot because it's issue one and they've just said they're rebooting.
Yeah, I'm hoping that... Captain America issue one is just flat. This is Captain America. I'm a good guy. No Hail Hydra.
Do you think they're gonna do like a complete reboot and just be like,
I really want
the origin. Like, here's a story set in World War II. We're gonna build that up a bit. Then he's gonna crash. Then he's gonna be thawed out.
Right,
in the previously mentioned Avengers issue one. Do like what they originally did.
Well, what I want them to do. Okay, here's what I want them to do. I want them to get a big safe. Okay, stay with me. Buy a big safe. Lots of locks, lots of keys.
It sounds like a Rick and Morty.
Put
all your shit in it.
It's like it's like Donald Trump's got my big button, but he doesn't have a big button. He's got five keys, and each of those keys unlock a lock, and they have to type in a code, and then it opens. You open that safe, you take all of Marvel's old stuff, you put it in the safe.
Lock it away.
And then you shut it, and then you look it all up, and then you go, right, let's pretend that never happened. But let's remember it for the people that want to care to remember it. Everyone gets a key if they want a key. Anyone can ever open it whenever they want. But let's just start again. And let's make it so that, let's stop all of the continuity and start all of the continuity again.
So people can
forget about everything that happened in the past. Just remember the characters and who they are, why people like them, and then start from scratch.
Yeah, have it bare bones and start from scratch. I like that.
Because
They won't do that.
They won't do that, but they need to create an accessible... Because there's, like, Spider-Man has, like, five different lines. Like, they have the Amazing Spider-Man, the Incredible Spider-Man, the Really Good Spider-Man, the Kind of Good Spider-Man.
Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
The Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. I made, like, four of those up. But you get my
the
point.
Incredible Spider-Man, I think, is a mashup between Hulk and Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's just Peter Parker.
I don't even think Hulk has his own book anymore.
No. Maybe they could bring back Fantastic Four. That'd be nice.
Do you know why they bring back Fantastic Four?
Why?
Because of the Disney Fox deal.
Yeah.
But that's not gone through
that's
yet.
What
so
I
that's
what I want. I want full continuity reboot. Anyway.
Moving on. Oh, I get some good news. Well, good news for me because I hated Justice League. Joss Whedon has left the Batgirl movie.
I like the dramatic pause there. Joss Whedon has left
Batgirl movie. Has left the movie they planned and never did anything with.
Yeah.
It's meant to come out like this year or something.
I reckon this was a... Josh
he said, the quote I had, okay, go write down. He did an interview with someone. I've forgotten who. Damn. I need to get better at these sources. He did an interview with someone and he said, yeah, basically, I've left the Batgirl movie and I want to thank everyone at DC and Warner Brothers for letting me jump on at this point. And I'm sorry for what... And his quote was, what's a more romantic word for failure? Meaning Justice League. So, and he believes, due to the success of Wonder Woman and Patty Jenkins as the female director, that he was like the go-to person in Hollywood, apparently. It sounds really big-headed when it comes from his mouth, but he was the go-to person to make female characters interesting on screen. And now we have Wonder Woman, and he doesn't want to do it because he feels threatened, I guess. Like, oh, I can't live up to that.
And what female comic book character has he ever made?
Exactly. He did what? Firefly.
He's made Black Widow, and she's only just getting her.
But
own
she
movie.
Was introduced in Iron Man 2, so that was Jon Favreau.
Yeah, exactly.
So never mind.
But
that's that.
Here's what Derek was whispering in my ear for this. He was saying, this is what he was saying.
Derek delivered it, but then it was confirmed.
Yeah. This is Derek saying it so that I'm not I'm not liable. Derek
on floor three.
Derek whispered in my ear. He said, "Oh, sounds quite sensual when you say it like that." He said,
"Matthew."
He take said, me now. "He said that the decision for Joss Whedon and all that to split was most likely DC being like, dude, if you don't leave, we're gonna fire you. Do you just want to like
say you? It's the Zack Snyder thing from last week that he was fired, but." He had, like, obviously his daughter committed suicide or something and he had to leave. Anyway, so I think it's DC really are... And Warner Brothers have really cleared house. They've fired everyone from DC that section.
Terrible.
Apart from, like, Geoff Johns, who obviously runs comics anyway, so...
But I reckon Joss Whedon was soft
gently pushed away.
Yeah, gently pushed out.
It's like Game of Thrones when Gendry's on that rowboat. He's just like, pushed him away we'll see you in a few years. Yeah. You can come back to Marvel. I don't want you back in Marvel, but you're going to come back into Marvel, aren't you?
Well, I think everyone thought he was this really good... I do the films where people are like, I'm really good at having lots of characters. Yeah, but
until you made Age of Ultron, when you did too many characters.
I think all he was actually good at was just writing witty banter dialogue between people, whereas other people... He was good at standing on the shoulders of giants and making himself look like there weren't any. Though.
Yeah, exactly. He's only known for a TV show that was cancelled after like two seasons.
He's known for a TV show that was cancelled.
Which has a cult following,
one
not a
really
big
good movie, then the worst Marvel film, and then the worst DC film.
Half of the worst DC film. Yeah. It's still his failure.
Anyway, but yeah, so...
Oh, ice cream news.
moving on to the ice cream news. Eddie's has introduced some DC-themed ice cream.
Sick.
Sounds tasty, doesn't it?
As long as they do cool flavours.
I've always wanted to eat
Ben and Jerry's.
Sorry.
Do I? No, no, I'm going to clap that. I'm going to leave that. That was amazing.
Best joke. Yeah. Who would you like? Which ice cream would you like to eat?
Are we actually talking about ice cream? Or are we being sexual again?
No,
we're being sexual, Catwoman.
Which
I don't know, if it's ice cream that gives you, like, powers, can I have, like, Green Lantern or something? You can make anything. You just eat the ice cream and you can make shit.
See, no, because that would just be...
They should give away shit at the bottom of the ice cream. You should have, like,
get
the ring. Or, like, a Superman logo or something. Or Batarang, that would be cool. I said that really posh. A batarang.
I want a batarang. I said it really strangely. But yes.
Yeah, so no, that's cool. I bet we don't get it in this country.
I don't even know what Eddie's is.
No, I've never heard of it. That's why I bet we don't get it here.
But it might just be one of those like
really cheap, horrible cardboard flavoured ice cream.
I'll just search what is Eddie's ice cream. Let's actually find
this is
out.
Not relevant at all. This welcome to the podcast where we talk about food.
Eddie's ice cream. Eddie's
is it American?
Oh, it's just like a Ben. It's another Ben and Jerry's sort of thing.
Ah, so we won't get it here.
Is it in England?
If you're in America and you listen to this very British podcast, which you don't.
Not in the UK.
No. You can enjoy some.
We could import some.
We could. We should try it. We should do a review.
Should we try
it? We'll do a video review.
Yeah, I'll see if I can import it.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
That's going to cost so much.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen.
But yeah, so. And then
we can make some. I'll buy some like Ben and Jerry's. And I'll just print out a Batman logo and stick sellotape into the fucking tub. This is really nice.
But yeah, that was
anyway. That was some hilarious news. We should have better news next week. It's been a really slow 2 weeks for news.
Are you serious? Ice cream.
It's just made me want ice cream.
It's made me.
I've got cookie dough ice cream at home. I really want to go home now.
No.
Anyway, last little bit of random rubbish news is the Catwoman writer slams the Catwoman movie, a fucking film that came out in what like 2001 or some shit. Like, yeah. Who cares? He's like, I've waited long enough. Yeah. This movie was shit.
And he never watched it the whole way through.
I don't think I've ever watched it the whole way through.
I've never watched it. Period.
I think I've seen the beginning.
I know it's Hal Berry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I watched the Nostalgia Storm Critic review of it.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah, he slams it. He says it's shit. Even the writers think it's shit. He said so, something we all knew when it came out. It's shit.
News bulletin.
Catwoman shit.
Yeah. Turns out we were right all along. Catwoman is shit.
Right. On to the news segment, which is still news.
We're going to have... this.
We should have a bumper.
This next segment is going to have a bumper. It's going to be like, Derek delivers, could be like that.
That's cool. I like that.
I'm going to have to sing. Shit. Now I'll get used to it. Right.
Derek delivers.
Yeah. So we're on to Derek. We have a friend called Derek. And he's
on floor 3 of some unknown movie place.
Yeah.
He texts me sometimes.
He gets about.
He gets about in every studio. He doesn't work for one. He works for them all.
Yeah. You know, like in the...
You know American Dad with the... Do you watch American Dad?
I used to.
Have you seen the one where they do like The Office and it's like the CIA and it's like a fly on the wall thing and they're like, oh, we've got a Chinese spy in the CIA and there's a Chinese guy and he's got really bad like wig and he's like, anybody know anything about the launch codes? It's basically if you have a guy like that in your office, it's Derek.
It's Derek.
But don't fire him because we need him.
Yeah. But
he has some tasty little rumours.
Ooh, no, they're not rumours.
They're kind of rumours.
He delivered us some stuff and we shall report it for y'all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start first because you started first last time. So, we have...
my bit.
Derek delivers. The Transformers reboot after the Bumblebee spin-off.
So basically...
Sorry, but you wrote that dreadfully.
I know. I was rushed. I was still watching the video about it. So basically, I'll explain it.
Do it.
Who makes it? Paramount? Who's the one with the stars that fly through?
Paramount.
Paramount, I think, I assume it's still Paramount. They have officially given up on Transformers. They're going to make a Bumblebee spin-off movie, which apparently will probably be the best Transformers movie we get. And then they're going to completely reboot it. Because they own all these licenses for Transformers and like G.I. Joe and all the toys and stuff that people used to play with. They could do, I know it's really cliche at the moment, but they could do a cinematic universe. But that would work. Like, G.I. Joe was okay film.
Would the Turtles be in it?
Do they own the Turtles? Yeah, that would be good.
Just do a mishmash.
Yeah, just do one bit, like, seriously, I keep saying it, fucking Fast and Furious 8 I watched. It is drastically different to every Fast and Furious film because they embraced the stupidness.
Yeah.
They just went, fuck it, yeah, why not? Make jokes. There's a submarine. Yeah. Fuck it.
Let's have The Rock hanging off a car and then throwing torpedoes.
Like, why not? Embrace the stupidness and do that with this cinematic universe and make it like Transformers the cartoon. Have the really cheesy blocky designs and have the cheesiness.
Yeah.
Bring in the turtles and make it stupid.
The first Transformers film was alright.
The second one was awful. Dark of the Moon was okay.
That was awful.
I like Dark of the Moon. And the one with Mark Wahlberg, I can't even remember. That and was I terrible. Haven't seen the new one.
I watched that in 5 sittings. It was so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even bring myself to just...
It's awful.
I used to, when I was younger, yes, really liked the Transformers films. But it is literally... Do you know why I like them? Because I was little, I didn't understand dialogue, and it had really cool explosions and quite hot women in it.
And Michael Bay is fucking weird as well. Like, he writes into it. There's something where there's a man who's old, who's there's always. A girl who's under the legal age and a man who's over.
Yeah,
it.
Always.
And he writes in a clause in the law so that they can be together.
Yeah.
It's creepy
as
fuck.
It's weird. And his movies are basically just CGI, explosions.
Girls' bottoms.
Yeah. Fix that car. You didn't do anything to it, but I got a good view. Yeah.
Here's an explosion with fireworks.
I mean, even like, going off a bit off topic, but even his, I watched his Ninja Turtles films. I will not say the full title because it's too much of a tongue twister. He did the new Turtles films.
Oh, God.
And I watched them, and they are the same fucking thing. That it had such promise to be a pretty cool action flick with some really cheesy jokes, because it is about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But he just made it cheap CGI and big explosions.
In the Turtles lore, what's the girl's name?
April.
So
Megan Fox.
So the nerd... she's meant to be nerdy and
she's
shit.
She's like a reporter, yeah.
Like
she's
the
reporty, like,
nerdy April, they made into a sexy woman.
Yeah, who beat people up and shit.
It's like, no.
And then Arrow...
Make her cool.
Arrow.
I like him.
Who played... I can't remember his name.
Stephen Amell.
He played... Oh, no, what's his name? The guy in the hockey mask from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Who was really cool in the cartoon and just not cool in the film. Like, I like him. He just wasn't acting his best.
Stephen Amell really only works in like moody soap opera-y style.
That's what he did for this, and it just wasn't the right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just really want them to do one big like IDW comic universe, because IDW did all the cool comics about like Ninja Turtles and Transformers and stuff like that. Just embrace the stupidness. I'd watch it. I'd probably
have a fucking imagine this. There's a Transformer. It's like it's going to punch someone. And as it's punching, the camera zooms in. There's a Ninja Turtle on his
arm. Running up its arm.
Running up its arm. Then as he punches, the Ninja Turtle jumps off.
I got it. Oh. A pitch, right? So pitch Transformers land on Earth, standard, like, the Decepticons always seem to land first. So let's just do that. So, like, Megatron and his cronies land on Earth.
Yes.
So we don't have Autobots at the moment. They have not arrived. They're chasing the Decepticons from Cybertron. We'll still do that. Cybertron can explode or some shit, and we can have, like, Unicron. This is going deep cuts from the comic, but the giant planet-eating robot dude. That'd be awesome.
Does anyone
have that.
Know this much about
Transformers? I used to love Transformers. I got the fucking 80s animated movie on DVD.
Oh, nice.
Have that. Autobots have come in. Decepticons crash, and they start like wreaking havoc because, you know, they're Decepticons. That's what they do.
Yeah, the bastards.
G.I. Joes are the ones sent in to stop them. Yeah. Fucking awesome, right? Yeah, and like Cobra can be there and... Please keep the 80s cartoon thing where they're like, every time they attack someone, they're like, Cobra! Just keep that. And have them like be like, oh, we need to work with the Decepticons and shit. And there's your bad guys. Oh, you can have Shredder as well if we're doing the Ninja Turtles. Shredder can be like, no. I'm the big bad.
Yeah,
and he could, because you could do the giant mechanical Shredder from the new Turtles films. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
He could fight a fucking Transformer, like Ninja. And then, like, the Turtles come in because they're, like, looking into the Cobra stuff because they're on their turf.
Yeah,
they meet the G.I. Joes. Big reveal. And then the Autobots come and they team up.
That's cool.
Like, that is, like, 5 movies and a team-up movie.
Yeah.
Like, that is a perfectly rounded Marvel-style cinematic universe.
You could do, like...
Hire me!
You could do, like, the origins of each franchise, and then, like, the post-credits scene is a Cobra agent going around and trying to recruit, like, the Decepticons.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. They're never going to do it, but it's so cool.
They won't take the time to...
I'm going to start, like, writing comics.
But yeah, like, that's
yeah.
Like,
anyway, moving on. Moving we on. Went way too into that.
Yeah.
My bad.
No one's ever been that deep into it.
I was quite passionate about that.
Right, give me the news on
right, so Chris Evans has seemingly confirmed a Black Widow film, according to Derek. Now,
he got
I watched
on TV or something.
Yeah, Derek sent me this little interview, and he was, I think he was talking about DC.
I have no idea.
He was talking about Wonder Woman or something, and he was like, oh yeah, they're doing really well with the female characters, but obviously Marvel... Oh no, was he talking about Captain Marvel?
Yeah, probably.
Something about female characters as superheroes, and he's like, yeah, we're doing really well, and he was like running through, he's like, we got Captain Marvel next or this year or next year, and then we got the Black Widow movie, and he carried on going, and you could feel the eyes because he looked up and he was like, I'm just going to carry on talking.
Yeah, it's like when
he just went, yeah, so that's that basically.
Yeah, like when the Guardians of the Galaxy woman said, so we just filmed this one, and then we're going to go film Gauntlet, and it's like,
wow. But yeah, basically he obviously knows something that we don't.
Yeah,
does that mean he's in it?
Yeah,
a little bit. I'd have Captain America just show up,
unless he's gone after the final one
at times. That but could be it, could be this, like, I would,
poor Scarlett Johansson, she's gonna stick around now.
I would do the assassination of Captain America like it is in the comics, but have it in the Black Widow movie. So it opens with that, and then she's got to find out who kills him.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, because that's a spy kind of film.
And then she's already got stakes.
Yeah.
Because we've already got the emotional investment. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
To be a writer.
It's Marvel, so I trust them. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I trust them with anything at the moment. Yeah.
Anyway, the Joker standalone is to begin production in May. A leaked call sheet has seemingly confirmed
Joaquin Phoenix.
Just planting like a Siri-style voice here.
Thank you. As the lead, it also says it will film the chronological origins of a young Joker aged between 25 and 30 in a gritty 80s Gotham.
Even though Joaquin Phoenix is closer to 50. But, you know. Yeah. So the call sheet basically had his name on there.
Oh, cool. So basically they're making a gangster Joker film.
Yeah, we spoke about this last week, and in the last week they said, oh yeah, it starts filming soon. Shows like, it's coming sooner than you think.
Yeah, it shows that Derek really does deliver.
He really does deliver. Oh, I love this bit. This bit Derek delivers. I laugh my ass off just because of DC's naming. Yeah,
here we go.
So the Flashpoint villain will reportedly be Dr. Arthur Light.
Love him.
And you've just put, and potential also, Heatwave and Captain Cold. I have no idea who any of those are. They all Flash villains?
Heatwave and Captain Cold are part of the Flash Rogues gallery. They're kind
Fair
of...
enough. They're Flash
they're
villains.
They're big on the TV show, and they're played by the two... I can't remember the actors' names, but they're so well portrayed on the TV show.
I recognise the name Arthur Light.
Yeah, I don't know who any of them are.
But no, basically...
I know Captain Cold and Heatwave.
Are they in the Flashpoint comic?
I don't know, but they're in the TV show, and they're great in the TV show. But, yeah.
I've just put such bad names next to that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Dr. Poison thing.
They're basically going to be the catalyst for him going for the film. They're just going to be there for him to fight before going back in time and changing everything.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Essentially. It's going to be a strange movie. Anyway. Yes. So, Dark Phoenix may be introducing the Skrulls before Captain Marvel does.
Now, my problem with this bit of news is, Marvel own the licensing to Skrulls, but Fox own the licensing to one Skrull.
Yes.
A Super Skrull. So does that mean they're just going to introduce a Super Skrull and then some minions who happen to look like him?
Yes. Yeah. Probably.
And they won't call them Skrulls because they'll probably get in trouble.
They'll call them...
But they'll call them like...
Skulls.
Yeah, they'll call them something really close to Skrulls.
Bowls.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix movie, why? Just do the Dark Phoenix saga. There's enough story to do a good film. Stop making it a side note every time. Fuck's sake.
I've
lost so much faith in Fox. I mean, Deadpool, yes. Logan, yes.
No.
For you. Logan, yes. X-Men films, no.
Yeah.
I don't care what X-Men film it is. You never do it fucking justice. You keep pushing everything.
But yeah, that'll be interesting.
And the last bit.
Lewis has just got tripped out.
Watching you do the typing. Well, I deleted live on my phone.
Yeah, I deleted the last bullet point. The last bit of news. Take it away, Louis.
Aquaman reportedly has action that puts Wonder Woman... I'm just going to say Wonder Woman because it can't put Justice League to shame because it's already in shame. So, but action that puts Wonder Woman to shame. Wonder Woman didn't have great action scenes.
Wonder Woman's action was so bad.
The
CGI.
No Man's Land bit was okay, and that was good. Embraced the shitty CGI in that, but it was a good scene. Other than that, it was just standard superhero stuff.
No Man's Land bit was really good because that had the emotional weight behind it.
I'd say, like, the end scene BVS had awful. Quite good action scenes, especially the
Did
fight.
Didn't have any action scenes.
What, Batman v Superman? Batman versus Superman. Well, they're not playing chess, are they?
No, it had Batman v Superman, then it also had Batman at the end. Did it have anything else?
They fought Doomsday together as the Trinity.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Like, the film, forgettable and shit as it is, had some good action scenes. But Wonder Woman had the same action scenes as Justice League. Lots of little things, like mainly Germans, flying around, and one big bad guy who is really badly animated and has stupid powers.
The end of that film is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Yeah. It went from this really... Wonder Woman went from a really nice sort of philosophical, you can't get rid of the bad in the world because bad is shades of grey.
Yeah.
And she learned that lesson. Then all of a sudden, Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you can, actually. Yeah, we just decided.
I'm a superhero. Yeah,
we just decided you can get rid of all the bad. And let's just yell a bunch of boss video game quotes at you for a bit.
Pretty much.
He literally just starts going, I will destroy you.
It's like when you're like in a video game when you're like, you're not exactly attacking the boss, but you're trying to get your health back, so you keep rolling around.
It went from...
You're like jumping around, avoiding his like thrown missiles and stuff. Yeah. But it was the same in Justice League with forgettable name...
Steppenwolf. Yeah.
See, fucking naming is awful. Darkseid is probably the only good name.
Yeah, it went from Grey Villain... To Grey Villain.
Well, if they ever did another Justice League, I bet they make Darkseid grey instead of blue.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway, that's all Derek had for us this week.
And that is the end of the news. 46 minutes in.
To be fair, the news is the majority of this show, so it's fine.
Yeah. Well, the news is most interesting. Right. Time to go to our main topic.
Which is over to you.
So, should we talk about Black Panther? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Do you care about spoilers?
Nope.
Well, we're gonna do no spoilers.
We're gonna go like really in depth.
No.
Like just give away some big points and your thoughts on it.
I'm not gonna review it to me. Yeah, I'm
maybe want to see it.
I'm gonna do spoilers that are important for me to explain why something's good or bad.
But I will ask some questions.
But I'm not gonna go play by play.
No, I'll ask some like important questions.
But for sure, the first bit of this is gonna be spoiler free, and then I'll give warning when I'm actually gonna talk more in depth.
I'll give a warning, even though we spoil everything in the news section.
Yes. Like,
this whole show is a spoiler warning.
Yeah. But right, so the Black Panther, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Good.
It was flawed in many ways.
Bad.
Well, in a few ways. The pacing was a bit off. The first 10 minutes kind of... The opening was... I loved, because I love... Basically, the way it opens is...
I've heard about this. Is this the 90s thing?
No. Well, I didn't like that opening. After that, there's like two openings. It opens that. That was kind of eh. And then it opened with old T'Challa.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Old T'Challa, no.
No, what? His
Black
dad.
Black Panther's dad. Giving...
T'Chaka.
T'Chaka.
Such a similar name.
Yeah. He gives like a brief history of the world of Wakanda, and it's animated really, really nicely.
Oh, fair enough.
And it explains how an asteroid landed in Wakanda, which had the vibranium.
Did it have something else?
Don't know. We'll find out.
Do we still not know?
No. And there's no Infinity Stone in this.
Everyone still thinks it's in Wakanda. It's in the asteroid.
But and then the vibranium helped them develop quickly. Then the rest of the world started fighting with itself throughout the whole world wars, but they stayed out of it.
Yeah, like the comics.
And they've now become a massive technological advancement.
Yeah, they're like a superpower, but they don't share.
Everyone else in the world thinks they're a really poor third world country.
Yep,
but
like they've actually got Africa.
But vibranium is used in everything. It's used to heal people. It's used to create force field shields. And yeah, that's the opening. And then we get a typical Marvel action scene. I said I wasn't going to do play-by-play, but I kind of am.
You kind of are now.
I can't remember it that well. But we get the action scene where... That's the bit we see in the trailer where he goes, "Don't freeze. I never freeze." And then And my favourite meme from that is an Adobe Premiere
meme. I never freeze.
He's got the Adobe Premiere logo over his face, and it says... "Don't freeze," and then it says, "I never freeze," and the next thing is, error message. But he drops down, there's an action scene, it's basically all in the trailer. He takes like a convoy, and they're like smuggling some Wakandans or something. It's kind of like not explicitly said what that convoy was doing, but bad stuff.
You just want to show...
Yeah. It shows some cool tech where he throws like these bead things, they land on the cars, and then takes out all the electronics so they can't drive and stuff like that. And then... Yep, that happens. I said I wasn't going to do spoilers. I'm just going to go full spoilers because I can't.
Full spoilers. It's going to be a very quick review by the sounds of it.
Then we have his sister is great. she's Shuri. Great in it.
Yeah, I knew that anyway.
This brings me to one of my problems. There's, how many is it? There's one, two, three, no, sister, bodyguard, mum, no, it's four. There's four strong female characters.
Fair enough.
Which is great, but also means that it's a bit too many. They need, there's a love interest, which goes nowhere and has no chemistry whatsoever. So I reckon they should have taken out the love interest and kept it as the other four strong women.
I would have taken out a love interest purely because if the Fox still goes through, you can do the classic comic pair up. Well, the Black Panther is married to Storm.
Well, there you
go. So if they get the rights to Storm, just put her in it, make her queen of Wakanda.
Well, anything would have been better than the love interest in this because it was god awful. Like the
you
love
need
interest
a love interest
terrible.
In films these days. You always need something.
But that was really good. It had really nice commentary about how the people of Wakanda, they serve the throne.
Yeah.
But they want but when a king, so spoiler, Killmonger, who is the best Marvel villain ever.
Human Torch.
One of the best. He comes back. Oh yeah.
Bad Human Torch.
He finds a way to get back to Wakanda via Andy Serkis, who is also fucking...
Ulysses Claw.
He's also fucking great in this.
He was in Age of Ultron.
He's essentially just a fucking madman. Like, there's a bit, there's a car chase, and he goes, put some music on, this ain't a fucking funeral. It's so good.
I love Andy Serkis anyway.
And like, he's got, because like, you know, he got his arm cut off in Ultron. He's now
got
like...
he's got the claw thing.
But it's got like a repulsor gun in it.
Yeah,
so
that's...
it's so cool. But there's a car chase scene, but Killmonger eventually gets back to Wakanda. And
otherwise, we wouldn't have a villain.
Yeah, and it turns out Killmonger is the son of Black Panther's uncle, who his uncle was killed by his dad.
Okay.
So it's very Lion King-y. But it's kind of... what's cool about it is Killmonger is the traditional... so let me picture to you this way, okay? Killmonger's character... he was orphaned because a tyrant king killed his father because his father was trying to help the rest of the known world using Wakandan technology.
Oh,
he is now returning back to defeat his evil cousin who has taken over the throne since his death.
Fair enough.
That is Killmonger's plotline.
So it's Lion King.
It's Lion King, but
essentially.
But what he wants to do is he wants to destroy the whole world, and it has really, really great commentary on racism and that I can't speak on it because I'm a...
I thought that was going to happen, being this is the first black superhero.
I'm a privileged middle class white guy, so I can't speak to like the trials of people living in
poverty,
racially charged areas of the states. But it has really good commentary on that. It says a lot, and it's just the pacing is a bit off. Some of the special effects are Spider-Man 3 level.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a budget thing, do you think?
I think it's a time thing, honestly.
Too much. Wanted,
and Wakanda looks amazing. Like,
it looked amazing in the post-credits.
Really colourful. What else? The message is really nice. Killmonger is such a great villain because
I do know what happens to both villains in this.
They both die.
Yeah, we lose both. like, the only Black Panther villains you can think of are dead now.
Yeah, because Killmonger, fucking, he kills his girlfriend in cold blood.
Nice.
Because his girlfriend tried to pull a Bonnie and Clyde and steal a plane to Wakanda. But then Serkis grabs his girlfriend and he just like, I'm sorry, and shoots her in the head.
Oh, wow.
And then he shoots Andy Serkis. And then that's his end to Wakanda because Wakanda is made up of tribes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. And they do the whole fight. That's where the... what was his name? Ape or White Ape or something comes in. He doesn't wear the costume though, unfortunately.
The astral plane is really cool as well. He meets his dad, has a chat. It's cool.
Because he's king of the dead.
Yeah. And that's Black Panther.
So
good, flawed.
Out of 10.
See, what I would do, because I was thinking about this. I want it to be, so our 10 rating is actually an out of 10 rating. We don't do like IGN where everything's a 7. Yeah. And if it's not a 7, it doesn't mean it's good. So let's just quickly figure this out. So 5... is average.
It was watchable.
It was watchable, but you don't think about it.
Yeah,
it's average.
It's just like it's an Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, yes.
Yeah.
Or an Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, and then we go from there. So 5 is the middle point, not 7.
Yeah, 5 is the middle point anyway. So
I would give this It's hard. It's a six or a seven.
Do like a light six.
It's a high six.
High six.
Like,
fair enough.
It's good. It's flawed, so it's not great.
Okay.
Like, so I would rather watch Spider-Man Homecoming again than I would Black Panther.
So, speaking of Spider-Man Homecoming, that...
But I want to do best and favourite. Like, how good was it technically, and how good did I like it? Like, yeah. For example, Logan would be best 8 out of 10.
What, for technical?
For me, it'd be a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, in terms of how good it was, I'd say it was a good 7 or 8. In terms of how much I liked it, I'd say about 6.
Okay. So, speaking of Spider-Man Homecoming...
Yes.
Its effect on the larger world was really felt with the appearances of Iron Man and the Avengers and all that shit.
Complete opposite with this.
Complete opposite? What effect does this actually have on the world that we inhabit?
At the end?
This universe.
At the end...
I'm not talking about like post-credit scenes, because they're forced in... As, like, this is...
At the end, they decide that they're going to use Wakandan technology to help the world.
Fair enough.
Aside from
that... Open borders.
Aside from that, Bucky is in the post-credits scene.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's, like, the White Panther or something. The White White Wolf, yeah. Who's a character from the comics who becomes Black Panther.
Oh, cool.
Maybe and when Black Panther's like, oh, no, we'll be Black Panther for a little bit. You do it. And then he's like, oh, no, yeah. I'll be Black Panther. You can be the White Wolf. But it's not Bucky. It's never been Bucky. But yeah, it would be cool to have Bucky as that instead of Captain America, which means Falcon can take over.
But he's at the end.
Yeah, I imagine that, because he's there, isn't he?
Yeah, but we never see Captain America, which I was surprised by.
No, Captain America, I know for a fact, before Avengers, is Nomad, who he is in the comics. When he says, no more Captain America, he becomes Nomad, and he's basically a vigilante. So he goes around the whole world just helping people. On the on the down low, so he's probably around doing something.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Which is why, like, Iron Man gave him the phone and shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna chase you down. You do what you need to do.
Okay.
So. Iron Man's basically lazy. He's like, here's the phone. You go save people. I don't have to. Tequila. Yeah.
But yeah, so Black Panther, good and flawed.
Good and flawed.
That's my overall review. Right, time to move on to me going on to Rotten Tomatoes to find some reviews for Deadpool.
Well, I'll do my reviews first then.
No, I'll take me two seconds to find it.
Well, we'll do all...
Quickly explain what we're doing.
Okay, so we got another new segment called User Reviews, where we're gonna read out the best 5 good, 5 bad, the best reviews we can find on Rotten Tomatoes and
these
Metacritic.
Are written by you.
But yeah, by hopefully you. I haven't got your names and stuff, but Matt can do that. But we're going to do a different film, whether it be new or old, every week. And I've chosen what I feel are like some good ones that mean a lot to the film and just some fucking hilarious ones. I get the 5 good, Matt gets 5 bad because he's better at reading dismal stuff.
Just realised that we've got Deadpool today, so my job's harder.
Yeah, Deadpool, it's quite a hard one. I got an easy job. I'll read out my 5 and...
Well, I've got the best one. I've had
really?
A good one. Yeah, we'll start good and we'll end... You start.
Okay, right, I'm going to read out the first one. This is a 4-star review.
Ooh, 4 stars.
A lot of the reviews weren't 5 stars. There was a lot of 4 stars and like 4.5.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, basically, this is one of the better reviews. It's not a funny one. Oh. This movie has clever and funny dialogue. If you enjoy the type of humor on shows like Family Guy or American Dad, you should find this movie entertaining.
Ooh, who
4 stars. I didn't have the thing.
Ah.
Because I forgot to do this and did this late last night.
Yeah, thank you. So, here we have Hesper G. Hesper G.
Hesper G. I will get your names
next
week.
Okay, so, I don't know if that's a woman or a boy's name. I said woman or boy.
It doesn't matter. Just
there. Okay, so they say 1 star. Wow. The jokes are all irrelevant, vulgar, middle school type humor taken to the extreme. Some of the action was cool until it was interrupted with classic lines like "Shh." Did I leave the stove on? So many scenes could have been good, but then they're undercut by stupid and poorly timed jokes.
Oh my god.
I started waiting for the next stupid joke every time something looked like it was about to be significant. The movie had nice production value.
I like that last little. I will not end this on a bad note. The movie had good production value. So okay,
they didn't like Deadpool.
They did not. I have someone who likes Deadpool with a 5-star review here, but this made me laugh because of this little comment.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Bring
overall,
it.
An excellent superhero movie that deserves the praise. It beat Fantastic Four 2015. What the fuck? Is that
okay,
like...
Fair enough.
Yes, it did, but why? What sort of comparison is that? Fantastic Four was a good movie until Deadpool came along.
Can we nick that? How good is it in comparison to Fantastic Four? Fan Four Stick.
It's more like Fan Four Stick.
Yeah.
Good storytelling, excellent acting, fast pace, and just very fun. I remember this movie coming out when I was in the 7th grade. Lots of people like it, and also forgot this was one of the best theatre experiences I've had in a while. I would recommend this film a lot.
Wait, he was in the 7th grade?
Yeah, that's like year 7, isn't it? Like,
that's
for
like
us.
Year 6.
Year 6. Jesus, that's primary school.
This is like 12, that's like 11 to 12. Okay, that's probably Deadpool's audience, to be fair.
Yeah, that's Deadpool's audience, but you should not be watching this film.
Right, okay.
But, just low standards. Yeah. Such low standards.
In comparison to Fantastic Four, it's good. But yeah, so...
Every movie is now being compared to that piece of shit.
So now, Mary F. Okay, she's given us a 1-star review.
Ooh.
Hearing people call this pos a masterpiece makes me lose faith in humanity.
Wow, great English.
Jeez, Mary. Mary.
This one is hilarious. This guy didn't leave a review as such.
Mary was not a fan, but thank you for your review. Shout out to Mary.
This guy basically made his own reviewing system. He gave it a 3.5
yeah.
stars, but he's put title, Deadpool. Story, writing, message, plot, 4. Character, acting, 4. Music and sound, 2.
Oh, shit.
Cinematography and editing, 4. Age and originality,
no,
4. Total, 18 out of 25.
Well, thank you, sir, for
thank
your
you for that
review
new
system.
Review system that Bradley, I will never
right,
use.
So, we've got David D.
Ooh,
David
ooh,
D.
Ooh.
That's not a fake name at all.
That's my real name.
My name's David D. Right. He gives it half.
Just half a star.
Yeah, just half.
Oh, you had this last week. Half.
Deadpool is a terribly bad movie that doesn't belong in the X-Men series and is, in fact, an abomination of the series. Unlike the other movies, this one has such a weak story you can summarize it in half a sentence. The humor quickly gets boring and brings you to the point that you can't even take this movie serious anymore and wish it was never made. No serious X-Men fan can in good conscience call this a good movie.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Some strong opinion.
And then he's going to be like, but Logan was great.
That's like, oh, that was my review. Okay, I've got 4.5. There's a lot of these. This is a really short one. This film brings a great heart, touching story, and great comic together.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you don't have names. No,
touching story.
Yeah, touching my balls.
Yeah. All right, Deadpool humor. Vulgar.
Yeah.
My best one is my last one.
So. Right. How many have we done? 4 now.
No, this is your 4.
My 4th. Okay, right. Chuggy M. We've got Chuggy M giving it a 1.5 stars. Evidently, brutality and unfunny quips are just not my thing. I didn't even finish watching this. So why review it then?
Yeah, why review if you didn't watch it? All right, this one is going to be controversial.
Oh, shit.
Really controversial.
Like Deadpool's balls.
The English isn't very good for this bit, though.
So do it how it's written. Do it how it's written.
Okay. In dash fa star a with a accent. Hey, if you want to use the accent, comma, a random c percentage line hashtag another accented a, another accented a, and a funny little squiggle dash credible. I think they mean in fucking credible, but
oh, okay.
The English was just like in incredible. Best comic book movie CBM after The Dark Knight.
No.
Wait for it. The difference being that the only character with a serious personality is the bad guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Wrong on every account.
Yeah, yeah. You liked it for all the wrong reasons.
I like it, and I would have given it 4.5 stars, personally, but it's not the best comic book movie after The Dark Knight.
It could be someone's favourite, but it didn't make it so that the Oscars had to
add in. He's not saying it's his favourite, he's saying it's the best comic book movie after Dark Knight. No way.
Shame on you, nameless.
You are wrong, sir.
Right.
I will get names for next week, I promise.
And so, the final review is coming from Spencer C.
Good old Spencer.
Good old Spencer.
It's a good strong name.
Bad story.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. He gives it no stars. There's no stars.
No stars.
Yes. Bad story. Not funny. Basically, this movie is stupid.
Wow.
And that sounds like a box quote.
It does. Deadpool. They should use that on the new one. Oh, that was a good review.
Yeah. That was user reviews for this week.
What are we going to do next week? Quick, think on your feet.
We're going to do Fan Four Stick.
I was going to say we should do Fan Four Stick. Yeah. Right, have I got to find good reviews for Fan Four Stick? Great. My job's
hard.
Making
it hard for you this week. So Fan Four
Stick. So join us next week for user reviews on Fan Four Stick. Yes. Five good and five bad.
Yes.
It'll be entertaining.
And right, we're on to our final segment.
Also changed.
We've changed the final segment now to just... What is it in the next week that we're
going
to
What are we doing
be?
This week?
Yeah, not what are we doing. What are we watching? What are we reading? What are we
playing?
Enjoying? What are we playing? Yeah. So
you can kick this off if you
want. So this week... So last week, I was re-watching all of Attack on Titan because we're reviewing it next week.
Yes,
and
we are.
This week, I'll be watching Season 2.
Is that all you're doing this week?
I'm also going to be watching Star Wars. I'm re-watching Star Wars.
Anything else on your like Netflix that you...
Oh, I also want to watch the Fullmetal Alchemist live-action film.
I didn't know it was a live action.
And neither did I until I've watched like the first 5 minutes, and it looks as anime as live action could possibly be.
Good, that's quite good.
I know.
You're not reading anything? No comics? No planning on reading anything?
Could be anything.
It's
Give us some insight.
Only comic I'm reading currently is a manga, and it's Attack on Titan, and Fair enough. Comes out like the 7th of each month. So
that'll be next
week. Depending on what. The date is next week. I might be.
It's a short month, so it'll be next week, wouldn't it?
No, it's week after next.
Ah, damn it. Well, there you go.
So I'm going to rewatch Star Wars. I'm on The Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace is not as bad
no,
as people
No, I like
out.
Phantom Menace.
Like, I'm not ashamed to say that. I actually have been laughing at some of Jar Jar Binks' scenes.
Yeah, we all did when we were kids.
Like, but
I think I probably would if I
watched
like it
It's not like laugh out loud humour. It's like...
chuckle to yourself.
It's like chuckle to yourself humour. And The reason people say that the CG is terrible is because there's
it's 1999.
I know, in
93 or whatever it was, we had Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different beast.
There's some bad compositing with green screen, which is fine.
Like in episode 2 with the door.
For those who don't know, compositing is where you take the actors and you put them into an environment. And basically, they stand out and it just looks a bit wrong. But
it's dated.
The other biggest problem with the CG in it is the green grass.
Oh, yeah, on Naboo.
Yeah, aside from that, it looks great.
Yeah.
And I'm a prequel defender. I love the prequels.
I'm just an all Star Wars defender. So
yeah. For our round table...
I was going to announce that we have planned a round table
event
for Star
Wars. We've got three people
that
want to be on it.
Sweet.
We've got Bob.
Yep.
Jared. I need to ask Dan.
Oh, yeah, we'll get Dan.
Dan, if you're listening, do you want to be on a round table?
And we'll just chat shit about Star Wars.
Yeah, basically, what we're going to do is I'm going to host it, and because that mic can be handed around,
we'll
take the mic off the stand, and then we'll just have to do, like, someone raises their hand when they want to talk.
Yeah, if you've got an opinion and stuff. That'll be an interesting... That'll probably be an episode with no news.
Well, what I was thinking for that, if we arrange a date just to record that one bit.
Yeah, I was going to say do the news separately and then
record the news on another day.
Special live. We should film the live table.
Yeah, we can do that.
We should do that. Be interesting, but like a Kevin Smith round table thing.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll plan that out. But
that will be coming soon. But look forward to that. And that's Matt's week in pop
it
culture.
It might actually be if I can get Kristen on it, we might be able to do it at Northbrook and actually get everyone have a mic.
That could work.
Then we could do it an evening at Northbrook in one of their studios.
I can't do evenings.
Can you not?
No.
Do a morning at Northbrook in one of their studios.
We'll work it out.
You could always book a day off or something if we plan it far in advance. Yeah. Anyway,
well, that's your week.
I'll be finishing. I'm hopefully going to finish the prequels this week. That's my plan.
If it was me,
I'm
probably like just watch the whole
shit. Once I finish the prequels, I've then got Rogue One.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it that way. You're doing it proper.
Yeah, because I'm not doing Machete Order because I know the twists.
Yeah.
So I don't need to.
Fair enough.
I know the twists.
Yeah.
So I'm just watching it number order with Rogue One in between.
Three and four,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's where it fits.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. It's perfect.
Yeah, if I had met someone that never watched Star Wars and didn't know any of the twists, I would say New Hope, Empire.
Oh, release order.
New Hope, Empire, 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, Jedi.
Yeah.
Force Awakens Jedi.
Yeah, release order.
Release order, except New Hope and Empire go at the start.
Yeah, that's how they're released.
And no, and then Return of the Jedi comes after the prequels. Machete order.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway,
because then you get the big reveal of Darth Vader, but you also get, and then you get the backstory of him, and then True. You return, and then it makes it feel like Luke's had more training because you've watched more films.
When he didn't.
Yeah, but the Return of the Jedi sucks.
Anyway,
not looking forward to it. Anyway, Lewis, what are you watching / reading / doing?
Well,
/
this
playing?
Week I Apart have with yourself. Been game. Well, I will be gaming a lot more. As of yesterday / today. I got my Game Pass on Xbox. It's like Netflix for games.
Oh, nice.
Little plug for Microsoft there. Yeah. It's basically $7.99 a month, and you get over 169 games. They last for ages. They've got backward compatible stuff, new stuff. Like, there's a game called Sea of Thieves. It's a pirate game. We get it for free straight away as soon as it comes out. I will be downloading it and playing it.
I really
Review
hope
to come
PC.
When I play it.
I really hope that's on PC.
We should definitely do a gaming thing. But yeah. I have got the Mad Max video game.
That's apparently that's
fucking awesome. But
it's
really long. Yeah, but you have to kind of be a Mad Max fan, or at least have enjoyed Fury Road,
or like open world games.
Yeah. So if you like, I would say the driving. If you like driving games like Forza Horizon, which is an open world driving game.
Burnout Paradise.
If you like stuff like that, the driving is perfect. If you like Fallout, it's apocalyptic. It's the same thing. You have to collect scrap and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So cool. My week will be spent playing that and the first Injustice game, which is also on the
Nice.
And I am planning to watch, because of Mad Max, the Mad Max films, even the crappy, horrible first one, which is really bad. The second one is really good. The third one's really shit. And then Fury Road is one of my all-time favourite films.
Nice. I've watched none of them.
You should... as like a little pitch for you, you should definitely watch Fury Road
Tom
Hardy.
I've watched like 5 minutes of it. I've watched it up to where one of the women falls off the truck.
I don't remember. That happens quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple scenes like that. It is just one of those films. It just... I can watch it whenever.
Okay.
However, that's my week.
You're also watching Attack on Titan, though.
I am. I fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
And I am continuing my epic quest of finishing Doctor Who.
Where are you up to?
I'm on the Sontaran episode. I haven't really watched a lot.
What, Martha one?
Yeah, when Martha comes back. Yeah, I'm on that.
Nice.
I've been a bit slow with Doctor Who. That's on my Netflix. What else?
I might.
I watched Skins with my girlfriend.
I don't like
Skins. I enjoyed it. It's quite good. I've got to catch up with a bit of it.
Ashley like Skins?
Yeah. We've been watching it.
It's too depressing for me.
Some of it's really depressing. Yeah.
That's why I can't... I watch it just going, geez, I'm God, depressing enough life as it is.
I enjoyed it. It was good. And reading-wise, what am I reading? I haven't planned anything yet.
Now that they've announced the reboot, I'm sort of just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Like, I don't read up-to-date comics. I just sort of get trades every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm planning on getting Jared Way's run on Doom Patrol.
Nice.
DC, so I'll probably read that. I watched a review on it and it was quite interesting, so
I'll
read that.
I want to catch up on Green Arrow, because I was reading Green Arrow Rebirth and I really enjoyed it, but then it cost too much and I fell off.
Yeah.
Because comics are like £2.90 now.
Yeah, it's expensive for a comic.
Yeah.
So my week is basically just playing my Xbox and doing research for this show.
Also need to catch up on The Walking Dead, which comes back on Sunday.
Oh, wait, it comes back on Sunday. I am not bothering... We can do a show on it, but I am not bothering with it.
No, it'll just be the news.
I just don't care anymore. I fell off beginning of last season.
I'm watching the opening one, and I'll watch the end one.
Yeah, you said that last week.
If the opening one I'm going to watch it week to week for as long as it draws me in.
Yeah, fair enough.
If it doesn't draw me in, I don't stick with it.
I've just given up. I think it's just shit now. It's really declined.
Although they got Chris.
But then I rewatched like one episode the other day. It was just on TV.
Which one?
Like one of the first series one.
Yeah.
I can't remember which episode it was. It was that forgettable. But none of them are that good, are they? Like, if you rewatch it, knowing what you know now, none of them are good.
Yeah, because you know that nothing's going
anywhere. You like watch it, and like everyone's like, oh, it's the one of the best TV shows next to like Game of Thrones and stuff. You rewatch it, and it's like, oh, why? Why is it so good? Like, why do people think it's so good?
Yeah,
like, it's so shit. I wouldn't have watched it if it came on now.
It's got great moments, and people only remember the moments.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
So the shock value moments that people remember.
Like, anyway. What do you remember from this season? Oh, I remember when Carl lost his eye.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't remember...
And Glenn died.
You don't remember the 4 hours of sitting around talking, doing nothing that you had to sit through.
Yeah. Or that whole season where we were on a farm talking.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was bad.
Yeah.
That's basically the show now.
Yeah, that season. That was like a sign of things to come. Anyway, that's my week, gaming. So, yeah. There we go.
I'll also be doing freelance work in university. You come back to university this week?
Oh, I'm losing the microphone. I was playing with the wire and the microphone started moving. I will do my uni work.
Nice.
I won't say I'll go in because it's just so pointless.
Might be
expensive.
Snowing on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll put that in the news. I'll make like a... If you follow us on Instagram, bang the Comics Cast on Instagram. If you follow us on there, if it snows, I'll make like a DC-themed snowman. I'll get a cape or something. I'll get like an old sheet and make Batman. I'll put it on there.
Nice. But yeah, I think that's everything then, is it? Yeah.
That is the show this week.
Go read the show
these
notes.
They've been quite slow news-wise for the last couple of weeks. Hopefully we get some good stuff to talk about soon.
But yeah, go read the show notes with all the links to everything we spoke about on maygreen.net. Yep. On the Bang the Comics Cast page. It's easy to find. I will actually be redesigning the entire website very soon. And the page is actually
new branding.
The page actually look nice. At the moment, the page is just there to serve iTunes, not look nice. But yeah.
We have brilliant new branding, which you should all check out on our Facebook
and
Instagram.
I made it, so thanks for saying it's brilliant.
Featuring our favourites.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Looks good. But hopefully it updates on iTunes when I send this up.
Yes. This be on tonight again and YouTube tomorrow?
Yes, because we're going to yours to record now, it'll be up later than normal. It'll be up this evening rather than this afternoon.
No, that's fine. We've got 20 minutes. We might even be doing some video stuff, which we say every week.
Yeah, I don't think we have time today.
We should do that next week.
Because I'm so hungry as well, so I'm tempted just to go to Tesco and get a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm quite hungry. It's a plan. Anyway,
but yeah,
we should wrap this up.
My name has been Matty Green. You can find me at @evermess_Matty or Matty Green UK on all of Twitter and Instagram and all that. Listen to my metal band Kezagaki on Facebook. Just search Kezagaki.
Listen to them on Facebook.
No, listen to us on Spotify.
Just search, big guns. I'm not on Spotify.
Just search Kezagaki and we'll come up on Spotify, iTunes, and all the good stuff. We're not on Tidal and we're not on Deezer because they don't let metal on there. But yes.
That sucks.
Take it over, Just Lewis
_44. As you just heard, that's my handle on Instagram, JustLewis_44. You can follow me on there if you want to follow my life in my boring, boring life. Or come follow Bang the Comics Cast, which I run on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us on YouTube, subscribe and all that crap.
Go look at the videos because they take fucking 7 hours to
render. Yeah, they're beautiful looking videos. And you can listen to my rock and blues band Lewis Vimpany and the Snake Charmers on SoundCloud, YouTube,
they are charming.
Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah,
and that's a lovely little plug there.
That's everything.
We that is everything
managed to
this
go
week.
For about an hour and 20 minutes. So thank you for it's listening.
Good.
And
he's getting good.
Yeah, we'll see you same time,
same place,
same time, same vague time next week.
If he's not late
next week,
should get a lift next week.
Yeah, sweet. Right. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.